Hello and welcome to the Efficiency Proficiency Podcast. My name is Reggie Adams, Knowledge Manager and Productivity Enthusiast. Efficiency Proficiency is all about how you can amplify your ability to create, your ability to create value, your ability to create security for yourself and for your family, your ability to create a legacy. We look specifically at knowledge management techniques and productivity hacks that, when leveraged, will allow you to become more efficient and effective with your time. Definitely look forward to you tuning in, because when you know more, you do more. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Efficiency Proficiency. And today I'm going to talk about how to accomplish more using your calendar. Most of us don't think of our calendar as perhaps being one of our most important and powerful productivity tools, but really it is, right? When you think about it, we can only accomplish things of value within the time allotted. And time, as we know, is finite. And so thinking about our calendar as a representation of our time is the context that will allow you to turn your calendar into your most powerful productivity tool. Now, there are three things that I would recommend you do to make this possible, to be able to accomplish more and to accomplish things of higher value through the use of your calendar. And these three things are: one, get into the habit of planning in 1 to 2 week blocks. Two, get into the habit of using time blocks on your calendar. And three, color code those time blocks. So let's jump to the first recommendation, planning in 1 to 2 week blocks. You know, on our calendar, if we start to view the work that we need to accomplish, looking at a broader perspective, looking at 1 to 2 weeks in duration, it allows us to plan our priorities. It is similar to the Stephen Covey analogy of the big rocks versus the little rocks. And if we have a jar that represents our time and we fill it up with the little rocks, which are just tasks, emails, those emergencies and little fires that pop up that eat away at our time, and we never dedicate ourselves to planting those big rocks, we won't have room for those priorities. But if we look at our time holistically and look at a 1 to 2 week span of time, we can put our top priorities, the deliverables that we need to achieve, the meetings that are critical that we need to attend, we can make sure those are scheduled. And all those other little emergencies that pop up will fit around what priorities we have already planned for. And so that's the first tip. Plan in 1 to 2 week blocks and schedule the priorities that are critical for you producing value. The second recommendation is to get into the habit of using time blocks. Now, all a time block is time that is dedicated on your calendar to a specific activity. Most of us are already familiar with, you know, the meetings that we have on our calendars. But there are a couple other time blocks that you should have on your calendar outside of the meeting. Another time block you should get into the habit of using is dedicated to the deliverable. If you need to produce an important report, block out time regularly throughout your 1 to 2 week duration to work on that deliverable. If you need to take time out and focus on administrative tasks, kind of like a buffer block, block time out on your calendar, 30 minutes to an hour, to purely work on those buffer type related tasks, such as emails, such as even reflecting on what you are working on throughout the day. Time blocks are important. It allows you to schedule the priorities and stay on track with what you need to produce. The third recommendation is to color code those time blocks. So if all of your meetings are scheduled and you color code those yellow, you know, you may color code your deliverable time blocks in red. You may color code your buffer time blocks as blue. You know, this allows you to, at a glance, know what type of day, know what type of week you're coming into. It also allows you, at a glance, to see if you're unbalanced. If you see, you know, yellow just back to back, for example, throughout your entire week, throughout most of your days, you know you're unbalanced and you're heavily focused on meetings, which leaves you little time to really work on deliverables. And also, if you are following the first recommendation of planning in 1 to 2 week blocks, when you see unbalanced weeks, you can renegotiate your priorities and your commitments, so you have a more balanced, more productive, and a more value generating, week. And so, color coding is a simple but powerful best practice you can begin to use. All right, so there you have it. 3 recommendations to turning your calendar into your most powerful productivity tool. 1, plan in 1 to 2 week blocks. 2, use time blocks. 3 time blocks to start out with: meeting time block, deliverable time block, and buffer time block. And then the 3rd recommendation, use color coding for your time blocks so you can see what you're focused on at a glance.